And we move now to another major competition, this one held annually in Seattle, Washington. You might call it Extreme Theater. From Seattle, John Moe reports.
I went to a drafty warehouse theater in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood, where a group of actors, playwrights, directors, and musicians had been charged with the task of writing, rehearsing, and performing seven brand new plays in 24 hours. The next night, they'd do it again. It's called 1448, and it starts with a theme drawn out of a hat.
This is going to be a busking.
After the writers got their assignments, I caught up with them at a local dive bar. Playwright Michael Neff is one of the festival's founders. He was a little panicked by having to come up with a play on street music.
Theatrically, I have nothing. Busking leads to guitar, leads to banjo, because I play banjo. Subway money, scraping for money, buddy, have you got a dime?
As the night wore on, an increasingly desperate Neff found an idea that he thought worked well, or at least well enough.
You never really know. But I have an idea, and I think I'm going to stick with it, and most likely is probably what will come out.
What's the idea?
I have a banjo with me, so I have a set piece. So I'm going to have a banjo probably at the feet of one guy and a guitar at the feet of another guy. I don't expect that either of them can play any of them. So I'm going to use the band for that.
Do you feel confident in the plays, that this is the play you're going to write and it's beginning to come together?
I've got to do something. And for right now, I'm going to do this until... Hopefully this is either it or it's not it within the next 20 minutes.
Neff headed off to a borrowed computer, and at 4 a.m. he finished writing his play. He called it Salty Dog, after an old bluegrass song. I saw him 3 hours later, drinking coffee.
Are you happy with the play?
I'm not thrilled about it yet, but at this point, really, there's nothing I can do about it. I don't think it's horrible. I don't know if the jury's still out on good, but hopefully it's not horrible.
Then it was time for Neff's new play to be randomly assigned one of the seven directors. Susanna Burney extracted this theme from Neff's play.
The guitar player thinks he's more valuable because he's a guitar player. The banjo player is a winner in love, and the guitar player is a loser in love. So the banjo player has that over the guitar player. This is what I've just gotten from the first reading to myself.
Mark Diaz and Roy Stanton, two Seattle actors, were randomly cast in the play, and rehearsals began.
And then we danced, see? We were dancing, hugging, dancing, and kissing, and dancing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The thing is, I never felt like she actually listened.
Right. It's good.
I like it because there's no monologues in it.
Because Salty Dog required constant music from the house band, director Burney and actor Roy Stanton cornered band leader Ed Key as soon as he showed up to the space.
Two guys, and they're playing the whole time they're talking.
Okay.
They're trying
to,
you know, busk money. They're out in the middle of nowhere, I guess. And then the banjo player goes into Salty Dog.
I see. Okay.
So do you want to give him a little of that right here now?
Standing in the corner with the worn-out blues, great big hole in the bottom of my shoes. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Playwrights aren't allowed to stay at rehearsals of their own plays. With only a few hours until showtime, Michael Neff was uneasy about how Salty Dog was going.
I'm most nervous that the kind of cliches that we're toying with are going to become actual cliches, and it's going to all become kind of trite and insulting.
As the afternoon rehearsals wore on, the actors crammed lines.
Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Director Susanna Burney.
I'm a little nervous. Mostly I'm hungry. I haven't had a chance to eat anything. It's at that point where I've almost sort of done everything I can do, and I don't want to overload them with finesse. You start wanting to do the finesse that usually happens in the third week of rehearsal, but they've had one day.
As curtain time approached, playwright Michael Neff wondered if the play on the stage would resemble what he had in mind the night before.
I saw them do it at 2:30, and then I was going to sit in on a rehearsal right about half an hour ago and decided to wait, just to keep some surprise, I guess. I hate surprises.
Unfortunately, there was a surprise. When the lights came up, the actors weren't there. Finally, the actors were found, And less than 24 hours after it was first imagined, the world premiere of Salty Dog took place.
We were dancing, hugging and dancing. And
after the show, a new theme was drawn for the next night.
Daddy never understood.
And the 1448 process began again. For Day to Day, I'm John Moe in Seattle.
Play is the thing in Seattle, and from Los Angeles, this is Day to Day from NPR News.